Welcome back to Crunch Time. Thanks to Ringwood Mazda. When it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal on the Mazda CX-3 or any of the full range of magnificent Mazdas out there at Ringwood Mazda. Let's have a quick look ahead to the action today. Carlton and Essendon. Looks like a mismatch from the form so far. Will it be thus, boys?
Yes. Essendon showed that they've now decided on the game style they're going to play. They're going to put work into who they're playing. I think they'll account for Carlton fairly comfortably. They're playing another first game again, Carlton.
Any
Carlton
hope,
will go
Kingy?
One on one, won't they, Kingy?
Look, Essendon are too good at the moment. Essendon are a quality side. A lot of people underestimated Essendon. They'll get the job done comprehensively.
They've got some major motivation.
Yeah.
Chris Judd last year was calling them drug cheats, and the players haven't forgotten that. Now, you players tell me if that sort of thing would resonate next time they
Where
play.
Where did he say that?
On the field. Jeez. And Mick Malthouse has had a crack at Essendon for hijacking the game. So those little things, I think they've been raised this week.
Just by winning doesn't prove they're not.
No. Okay, let's have a look at the game over here. At the
today. You have been awesome today.
Robbo, game at the Adelaide Oval. Seems your mate with Phil Walsh. Are they going to win comfortably, do you think, against the D's?
Yes, I think from what I know... They're a clicking machine at the moment. The Crows.
There is a rumour, Hutto, that they taped Robbo over there on Wednesday morning, and he's going to do the pregame.
I was getting excited. I listened to the taping.
Melbourne are a chance.
I listened to the tape again, talking to Phil Walsh, and I was talking a lot, and I get too excited when people talk footy. Such a great sport to talk about.
Oh dear.
Adelaide.
Other games today, of course.
Massive game tonight.
Sydney and the Giants. Before we get to that massive game, anyone think the Giants can...
I think the Giants are going to worry them for a while. Maybe a long while.
They're very reliant on Buddy at the moment. If they can stop Buddy, which they can, they've got a couple of really good defenders in Patful, and if that doesn't work, they can go to Davis.
Well, Davis has got a really good record against Buddy. Yep. I reckon Sydney should win, but this is one of my... two major danger games at the weekend.
Huge game, as you said, King. We don't have long to talk about it. Kangaroos and Port.
So it's the poorest Port side we've seen for a little while. On the road, in a game they just have to win, Durham. I think Port will get there, because I'm worried about Scotty Thompson playing injured, Daniel Wells, whether he plays or not.
He goes out.
Del Sano is probably their most significant player out.
Well, I reckon North Melbourne are like a relapsing alcoholic. They're at stages that you don't want them walking past the bottle shop, because once every 6 weeks or so, they're going to fall in and come out of it drunk.
I told you we were awesome today.
But when they're on the straight and the narrow, they are very, very good. And I reckon they'll roll Port out.
Very
of
quickly.
They when shook I was that in the 90s.
When I was in Phil... when I was in Phil Walsh's office, he had two ladders on the wall.
Yeah.
One was defensive transition, and who succeeded, and the other one was who stopped. And guessing who was number one for moving the ball from the defensive 50 into the forward 50?
Richmond.
Port Adelaide. Mm. He said, mate, everyone reckons...
Well, last year they were.
He goes, no, in the first two rounds. He said they were at number one. He goes, everyone's saying that they've worked them out. He said they've got the ball in. They just haven't kicked the goal.
Unfortunately, in American terminology, their forward line is trying to get goals out of what I call, what the Americans call, funky plays. And Sydney just picked up.
Don't bring in new terminology.
That's it, boys. Richmond and Brisbane is the other game. I think the Tigers should win there. That's it for Crunch Time. You've all just been fantastic.
Brilliant today, Dermot.
The footy is next. Adelaide and Melbourne, here from the Adelaide Oval with Matty Granlund, KB, and the team. Shut up. All with thanks to Ringwood Mazda. When it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal.